Browsing offline and setting routes. The browsing offline is extremely useful. As I say, it gives you a chance to really look around a particular place, see what streets are around, and actually, you can go to a hotel virtually and see what's around there. So I am going to hold down the end key, which is the toggle between pedestrian and browse.
Browsing offline dialog. Please select your browsing origin. Combo box, home, 5 of 5.
Okay, what are the choices? Home, which is a POI that I've set. I'm going to go up arrow.
Enter an address.
I could put in an address that I wanted to start at.
Search point of interest.
Search the points of interest.
Last GPS position.
Last GPS position.
Select from favorites.
Or select from favorites. You can mark certain POIs as favorites. And this will speed up the search because you're telling it to only search those that are marked as favorites. Well, just for now, I'm going to get started. I'm going to pick home.
Last GPS search point of it. Enter an address. Home.
And here we are at home. I'm going to press enter.
Tracker, main dialog. You are currently on North Oakland Street.
In browse mode, Tracker generally figures you've come out the door and you're standing with your back to the door. And you can't go straight because you just go across the street. So you do have to turn left or right. I'm going to turn to the left.
On your right, North Oakland Street.
Okay, and I turn to the left, Oakland. It's assuming that I'm walking on the right side of the street. Now, to go forward, I use the up arrow key to turn. Now, that time I use the left arrow, and that turned me left. And I'm going to go forward using the up arrow.
Three-way intersection, North Oakland Street crossing 18th Street North.
Sounds familiar. This is exactly what we did before, except that we turned right when we were walking. Let's turn left.
On your left, 18th Street North.
And I'm going to go one block.
Three-way intersection, 18th Street North crossing North Nelson Street.
Where am I? I'm going to hit the home key.
Heading east, near 3700 18th Street North. Current intersection, three ways. 18th Street North crossing North Nelson Street, nearest POI, home, nearby, personal.
As you can see, there isn't much for excitement around here for points of interest. I'm going to turn right.
On your right, North Nelson Street.
That was the right key. Now I'm going to go ahead with the up arrow.
Four-way intersection, North Nelson Street crossing 17th Street North.
And let's turn left.
On your left, 17th Street North.
And let's go ahead.
Four-way intersection, 17th Street North crossing North Monroe Street.
Okay, you get the idea very quickly. That's very simple. This is browsing offline. You could put an address starting somewhere else and start browsing around. I am going to stop browsing by pressing the escape key.
Browsing off. Reading mode.
Now, I want to go back into it because I want to show you how to search for a point of interest.
Browsing offline dialog. Please select your browsing origin. Combo box, home, 5 of 5.
I went in again by holding down the end key until it said I was going into browsing offline. I'm going to go up arrow until I hear search points of interest.
Enter an address. Search point of interest.
Okay, search points of interest.
Please search and select the point of interest of origin. POI search dialog. Name edit. Blank.
If I knew the name, I could type it in here. I generally don't.
Source combo box, all, 2 of 4.
Let's take a look at these.
Activated maps.
And I want the activated map. So again, I don't hit enter. I'm using the tab key now to go forward.
Category combo box, all, 2 of 56.
Well, let's see. What do we want to search for? We're going to search for a Hyatt Hotel. Tell you what, I think I know how to spell Hyatt. Let's go back to the name.
Source combo, name edit, blank.
And here's where I use the Braille keyboard. You could do this with the telephone keypad. These little buttons at the top no longer will give me speed because I'm in an edit box or direction. So I will type H and press the validate key.
H.
Y.
Y.
A.
A.
T.
T.
I think maybe there's two T's. I don't know.
T.
Okay, Hyatt.
Source combo box. Activated maps. 1 of 4. Category combo box. All. 2 of 56.
Now we have 56 categories. All is here.
Amusement park. ATM. Auto dealer.
Well, I don't want to have to keep hitting the down arrow to go down through them all. I'm looking for hotels, so I will type in H using the Braille keypad.
Hamlet.
Hamlet.
His monument.
History monument.
Hospital. Hotel.
And hotels.
State combo box. All. 1 of 3.
I don't want all.
DC. US underscore Washington underscore Virginia. Va, US underscore Washington underscore Virginia.
Now, this is kind of tricky because this particular map covers two states. Covers Northern Virginia and it covers Washington, D.C. And I heard va first on this last choice, so this would search in Virginia. I'm going to go up once.
D.C., US underscore Washington underscore Virginia.
So it's D.C. on that map. Now I'm going to hit the right arrow.
Town edit. Blank.
There are no towns in D.C. It is the town.
Street edit. Blank.
I don't want the street.
Number edit.
I don't want the number.
Zip code edit.
No blank. Zip.
Favorite checkbox. Uncheck.
It's not a favorite.
Note edit.
No blank. Notes.
Search button.
And search. Now this will take a little bit of time.
Searching. POI selection dialog. 3 items found. Points of interest found from H to H.
List okay.
Box, Hyatt Regency Grand Hyatt Washington, 1 of 3.
Now that's a Grand Hyatt Regency. And the next one?
Hyatt Regency Capitol Hill.
Capitol Hill.
Hyatt Regency Park, Hyatt Washington.
And that's, I don't know where these are. Well, if I hold down the control key and press the right arrow, I'll get more information about the Hyatt Regency Park.
Hyatt Regency Park, Hyatt Washington. Hotel, 1201 24th STNW, Washington, D.C.
I don't want that one. Let's go up.
Hyatt Regency Capitol Hill.
And I don't want that one.
Hyatt Regency Grand Hyatt Washington.
Grand Hyatt.
Hyatt Regency Grand Hyatt Washington. Hotel. 1000 HSTNW, Washington, D.C.
Now that's on the H Street, and that's the one I want. So I am going to hit Enter to say this is where I want my browsing to start.
Tracker, main dialog. You are currently on 10th Street NW.
10th Street, I thought it said H. 10th Street, okay. Let's walk around a little bit. Again, I've just come out the door, and I'll bet if I hit the up arrow, it'll say, can't go that way.
Can't go that way.
Right. All right, let's go to the right.
On your right, 10th Street NW.
And let's go forward.
Three-way intersection, 10th Street NW, crossing GPLNW on your left.
Let's go up.
Four-way intersection, 10th Street NW, crossing G Street NW.
Okay, we're crossing G Street.
Four-way intersection. 10th Street NW, crossing F Street NW.
And I'm going to turn right.
On your right, F Street NW.
And where am I on F Street?
Heading south, near 610th Street NW. Current intersection, four ways. 10th Street NW, crossing F Street NW. Nearest POI, Waffle Shop. On your right, restaurant.
Ooh, I like that, a waffle shop. All right, I'm going to move up F Street one block so that I start getting F Street addresses.
Four-way intersection, F Street NW, crossing 11th Street NW.
And now, where are we on F Street?
Heading west, near 1197 F Street NW. Current intersection, four ways. F Street and W crossing 12th Street and W, nearest POI, Ocean Air Seafood Room, on your right, restaurant.
That's Ocean Air, by the way, and it is fabulous.
Heading west, near 1197 F Street and W, current intersection, four ways, F Street and W crossing 12th Street and W, nearest POI, Ocean Air Seafood Room, on your right, restaurant.
So, now we've got some idea, just by accident, how to walk to the seafood restaurant. And the reason it repeated it is that I hit that little key below the right validate key that said tell. We could spell it, but we won't do that.
Four-way intersection, F Street and W crossing 13th Street and W.
And where are we?
Heading west, near 1297 F Street and W, current intersection. Four ways, F Street and W crossing 13th Street and W, nearest POI, M&S Grill, nearby, restaurant.
That's the M&S Grill. You think all they do in Washington is eat. Well, there are more restaurants than you could possibly shake a stick at. This is very handy because without ever arriving at a destination, maybe you're going to go on a trip and you want to know what's around your hotel, you can simply enter, find the hotel or enter an address, use it as the browsing origin and start walking around. Okay, I'm going to get out of this and we're going to look at creating routes.
Browsing off.
Browsing off. I am going to use, because I keep forgetting, I'm going to use the key describer mode very quickly so that I can check which key was route creation.
Entering describer mode.
Now, I think it was page down.
Route activation, press and hold, route creation.
I was right. Okay, gonna turn off key describer.
Quitting describer mode.
And I'm going to hold down the page down key until it says route creation.
Current GPS position unavailable. Route origin selection dialog. Please select starting point. Combo box, home, 4 of 9.
Okay, I could have home, or I could,
ITG, home, Metro Virginia SQ station. Enter an address.
Okay, let's go to the
Metro Virginia SQ station.
Let's go to the metro station, and I'm going to create a route from the station back home. So I'm going to hit enter.
Route destination selection dialog. Please select destination point. Combo box, home, 4 of 9.
And let's do home.
Computing route. Route created.
Now we've created a route, and if we were outdoors and we're at the Virginia Square station, we could activate that route, but we want to browse it. So we're going to have to go into the route menu.
Opening menu.
That
point
was
of interest,
F4, and we're going to go up
E,
arrow.
Exit, help, settings, route, submenu, R, activate, sub, create, sub, browse, submenu, B.
I want to browse, so I used my cursor keys until I got to browse, and I hit enter.
Pedestrian, P.
And it is a pedestrian route. My choices, of course, are pedestrian.
Motorized.
Or motorized, but I want pedestrian.
P.
I'll press enter.
Closing menu. Route selection dialog. Please select route. List box. 2745 Heartland R. 1 of 4. Home.
Okay, this is home. And I'm at the Virginia Square station. It's a metro station. It's about a mile away.
Four-way intersection. North Fairfax Drive crossing North Monroe Street. Turn right on North Monroe Street.
Okay, I'm on North Monroe Street.
Three-way intersection. North Monroe Street crossing 10th Street North on your left. Go straight on North Monroe Street. Three-way intersection. North Monroe Street crossing North Lincoln Street in front. Go straight on North Lincoln Street.
And keep going.
Three-way intersection. North Lincoln Street crossing Washington Boulevard. Turn left on Washington Boulevard.
Now I'm going to walk up Washington Boulevard, which is a big street.
Three-way intersection. Washington Boulevard crossing North Monroe Street on your left. Go straight on Washington Boulevard. Four-way intersection. Washington Boulevard crossing North Nelson Street. Go straight on Washington Boulevard. Four-way intersection. Washington Boulevard crossing North Quincy Street. Turn right on North Quincy Street.
Now, this means, of course, that I have to cross Washington Boulevard.
Three-way intersection. North Quincy Street crossing 13th Street North on your right. Go straight on North Quincy Street.
And I can just keep going and going. If I want to know what's coming up, I'll hit Where Am I?
Next instruction. 310 feet. Remaining 0.5 miles.
And I'm a half mile now. Next instruction will be coming up.
Three-way intersection. North Quincy Street crossing 14th Street North on your right. Go straight on North Quincy Street.
It's actually a long walk along North Quincy. And it would have told me, when I actually activated this, when to turn and how far ahead were the next directions. And once you reach your destination, the system takes you back to the checker main dialog. You can create a route for motorized also. I would prefer not to create a route by using that hotkey, that is, holding down the page down. I prefer to use the menu key.
Opening menu. Exit. Help. Settings. Route. Submenu. R. Activate. Activate. Create.
Okay, I'm on create. And again, I'm going to hit enter.
Pedestrian. P.
Or I could say motorized.
Motorized. M. Closing menu. Route origin selection dialog. Please select starting point. Combo box. Home. 4 of 9.
Home. All right, that's home.
Last or current GPS position. Home.
And I'll use home.
Route destination selection dialog. Please select destination point. Combo box. Home. 4 of 9. ITG. Home. Metro Virginia SQ station.
And I could say, okay, I'm going to ride back, so I'll hit enter.
Computing route. Route created. Metro Virginia.
Then, if I want to browse it, I would go through the same procedure that I did before. And when I said browse, it would say, are you browsing a motorized or are you browsing a pedestrian? Well, I'd be browsing a motorized route this time. And I actually have a motorized route in this. And we're about to just see how it works and what happens when the cab driver finds that he can't go the way that the map tells him to, because within the last year or so, a street has been closed and the map hasn't been updated to reflect that closure. However, no problem. Once we are told that we're off route, we will simply do a reroute. So let's go for a ride.